Good morning, David Parkman. Good Thursday morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I've been trying to make it Thursday all ever since Tuesday. And I wasn't off Monday, but
I understand.
Yeah, when Graham Cofield was in Tuesday, I thought it was Thursday. Then yesterday, I thought it was Thursday. So
yeah,
Thursday's finally here. It's good to have you out.
That's right. Yeah, one more work day of the week here. We get it knocked out.
That's right. One more work day. We'll knock it out for the week. What's going on this week, Mr. Parkman?
Well, lots of busy time right now in extension, especially, Alan. This is our really busy, you know, folks talk about having a busy season. Well, when you're working in extension, January and February are busy time. You try to get all those educational programs in for farmers, but simply because they're going to be in the field the rest of the year. I mean, it used to not be this way. You could do a few meetings along the year, but folks have gotten so busy and with so much going on the farm that January and February, if you don't get it done, you're probably not going to get it done. So next week we're going to have our ARC PLC meeting. A lot of counties have been having those meetings. I know Caldwell and Trigg had one, and Christian County had one. You know, those things are happening all over the state in different counties. And, you know, I invite folks. We're having ours next Thursday, the 30th, whenever the 30th is. I believe that's, I can't even remember when the 30th is. I think it's Thursday.
Thursday.
I think it's Thursday. So, you know, I invite folks, if you hadn't had a chance to go to an ARC PLC meeting anywhere else, you're welcome to come to Calhoun and we'll be there at the extension office. That'll start at 9:00 in the morning. It'll be over before lunch, so invite folks to come out for that. And
you're not bringing them down Moonlight Barbecue, are you?
No, we're not doing lunch. we'll have a few refreshments, but that's you know, Alan, it's hard to buy meals every time you have a meeting. You know, it's hard to get sponsorship for that. And then the next week, February the 6th, we're going to have a pesticide training. The next week on the 10th, we're going to have our GAP tobacco training. If anybody needs that, they're welcome to come. That'll be in the morning as well, starting at 9:00. And then on the February the 6th, we'll have a pesticide trainings at 9 a.m. and then 1 p.m. And then coming up the next week on February the 18th, of course, we're going to have our poultry expo. You know, and Dr. Casey Ritz, who is with the University of Georgia, poultry specialist, he is actually going to be our speaker. He's going to give three different presentations that morning, Alan, talking a lot about litter management and litter management in between flocks and then the application of that litter to fields. He's going to talk about all of those things. We're going to have a vendor show. I've got probably 10 vendors already signed up and haven't talked to a lot of other ones. But we're going to have a really good day. That we'll have a sponsored lunch that day. Farm Credit Services of Mid-America, they're out of Owensboro, is going to be our sponsor for lunch. We've got our 4-H club is going to cater that meal for us that day. So we're going to have a really, really good day. We're going to have the Governor's Office of Ag Policy folks are going to be there, talk about the different loan programs that they have available to poultry producers. So if you're interested in any shape, form, or fashion in the poultry industry, you need to be in Calhoun on February the 18th. We'll start registration about 8:30 that morning and should be over somewhere around 2:00 that afternoon.
I think that's great because, you know, I know things have been tried like this in the past in Kentucky, mm-hmm. but it'd be a good opportunity. A lot of people looking at the poultry industry now, David. I know you know that, sure.
Yeah, you know, and I've learned so much, Alan, being up there, and I can't go without thanking Nancy Butler, who is actually our extension treasurer, but she's also a poultry producer, and she's been really instrumental in getting me connections with different folks, and of course Tyson and Purdue are up there close, and those folks have been real helpful. So you know, I can't thank you know, Farm Credit for stepping up and sponsoring our meal. You know, it's going to be a great day, Alan, and you know, I invite folks to come out. You know, like I said, if you have any interest in poultry, there's going to be something there for you. And all the different things, you know, from the bedding that folks put down, I've got vendors that are selling bedding, you know, for all the way to, you know, the different equipment that folks use. We'll have all those folks there. So I invite folks, we'll actually have some equipment on display. There we've got an outside pavilion that will house that, and then we'll have a lot of stuff inside. So we're really excited about this, and it's something that's never really been done to this level. I think they've tried it in the past a little bit, but something just never really did stick. So you know, we're really excited about being able to offer this for folks.
And I'm sure your speaker is going to cover quite a few topics on the, a lot of subjects that folks may want to know about.
Yeah, you know, and most of them out, and I'll be honest with you, the poultry industry, the companies really don't want you messing with nutrition and things like that. They got their own nutritionists that they deal with from that standpoint. They've got their own birds. It's a totally integrated system. And the thing that you can talk about and the thing that you can make a lot of difference on is the litter management while the birds are in there and in between flocks, those kind of things. Those are things that you can really talk about, and we get our university specialists to really help us with.
And so if people want to come to that, do they need pre-registration or anything, or just show up?
No, just show up. You know, you can, it'd be nice if you would call me, call me there at the office, 270-273-3690, and kind of give us a head count, just so we'll know what we're going to have for lunch. But, you know, if you can get in contact, any way you can get in contact with me, email, cell phone, or call the office there, we'll be glad to have you, join us, and just to give us a number for lunch is about the only thing I really need to know.
Pretty much an all-day seminar, you say?
Yeah, anywhere from we'll start registration about 8:30 that morning, go to about 2:00 that afternoon. We try to have it late enough where folks can get all their chicken houses checked and then come, and then of course that afternoon get done in time for them to go home and check on those as well. So
right, so good opportunity there. It's gonna be at Meyer Creek Park, is that
Meyer right? Creek Park, yeah. We just are newly renovated a building out there, 4-H building out there. It's got heat in it, which is sounds like we'll probably need a little heat. It'll be a heated, meeting room and everything. And I think folks will, I want to invite folks to come on out and see that facility too, Alan. We've that's up for rent for folks. It's a great facility, and had a grant from the Department of Ag Shows and Fairs, and we were able to put that together and did a lot of renovations out there. So I think folks will really be pleased with the facility that we have out there now.
Sounds like a good plan. And of course, David, what else is going on these days?
Well, on the farm, Alan, folks are calving right now, mm-hmm. and if you're fixing to start calving, since we had this little cold snap, I would suggest to you that you go get you a little colostrum, commercial colostrum, and some type of electrolyte, to have, and a calf bottle to be able to tube those calves. But, kind of need to get yourself prepared and have a place where you can get those cows in, or if you need to, especially in the bad weather, it turned off cold and the ground froze, which wasn't a big deal. That was kind of nice from the mud, but it sounds like the mud's coming back. So just folks need to be wary of that, and kind of get your stuff together before it happens. It's always easier to be prepared before it happens than actually trying to run around there and get things together. So get your place fixed and get all your equipment together, your pulling chains, and you just don't ever know, Alan, where you'll have some trouble. I was telling you earlier, I was up in the middle of the night the other night and pulled one, so some heifers. So a lot of times, and I was talking to some friends of mine that we talked about calving, and we talked about calving heifers, and I said, to me, probably half the calving problems that we have with heifers is the heifers just quit. They just get tired and they quit. They don't try anymore. So we need to be vigilant in that and check them and keep up with that. If they haven't, they've got something a foot out, and then in about another 30 or 45 minutes, if there's nothing happening, why you need to go on and get that calf out or call the vet or whatever you need to do. But it's one of those situations that you want a live calf with today's prices. You want a live calf, and with the inputs, it's costing us between $400 and $450 a year to keep a cow. So she needs to be having a calf every year for sure.
You need to maximize that money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. If not, she needs to find a new home. Probably
she needs to get on the truck, buy her ticket. Right. Yeah, that's the easiest way on our place to right. to get a ticket is to not have a calf or uh-huh. be open or have some trouble calving or something like that. That's a good way to buy a ticket to get on a truck.
Go ahead and color just because you like her doesn't mean she needs to hang
that's
around.
Right. That's exactly. Right. She's not making any money. Yeah, that's
right.
For sure.
Yeah, right. David, I always appreciate the update. Certainly, if these folks need to watch out for their calves, and I appreciate that. And you have a good week. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Al.